In this episode, you're gonna learn if it's possible to get a patent on AI as a black box. Welcome to Beyond Best Practice, the place where I share everything I know to help IP professionals file better digital patents. Hope you enjoy and subscribe. Alright, so in yesterday's episode I was sharing a little flowchart to figure out when an AI is patentable in Europe. So if you've missed the episode, you can watch it on LinkedIn or on YouTube, or you can listen to the audio version in your favorite podcast app. Anyways, one of the positive branches in the flowchart is when the AI is adapted in a non-obvious way to solve a technical problem. And Eric Stasik wrote an interesting comment on LinkedIn where he talks about this aspect that AI and machine learning, his understanding is that these are self-learning and self-adapting algorithms, of course. And he gives an example where researchers from Atlanta have recently published a paper showing how an AI was able to reliably determine the race of a patient from an examination of a chest X-ray. He says, the point is that the researchers validated the results, but were unable to understand how the algorithms were self-adapted to do this. They indeed did not think it could be done and were surprised by the result. It would seem to me that this is certainly a non-obvious solution performing a technical result. The question is that how would you capture this in a patent claim? That is to say, how to claim the system before it is self-adapted. I would guess that this is not possible. That's actually a great question. How do you capture a scenario in your patent claims where the human doesn't actually know how the AI has adapted itself to solve the problem? And by the way, if you don't know me, my name is Bastian Best. I'm a European patent attorney and I'm making this content to help IP professionals file better digital patents. Now back to the example, from the outside, you only see that it works, which you can easily verify, but you have no idea how the AI came up with its conclusions, right? So what we're talking about here is essentially AI as a black box, right? Now, how would you capture that in a patent claim? I'd say difficult to impossible to get a patentable claim here, because think about it. If you only write in your claim something like, using a trained machine learning model to determine the race of a patient from an X-ray image, in this example, then you will most probably run into trouble, because a European patent examiner will certainly say that's a result to be achieved, which is not allowed at the European Patent Office. And the examiner will force you to not only specify the what, the result in the claim, but also the how. And if you don't know the how, difficult. On the other hand, my experience is that in these kinds of scenarios where the competitive edge lies not in the way how the machine learning model has been initially designed by the human, but more in the fact that you have the best model, either because you have the best training data or because you've put in tremendous effort to train the model, oftentimes in these scenarios, I see, looking at the business case of my clients, that that's already at least some degree of protection, because your competitors either have to get a grasp on equally good training data, which is sometimes difficult or even might be impossible, or because the competitors have to do the whole training themselves, which gives you a competitive time advantage. So, from my experience, patenting a given AI solution makes more sense when the competitive edge is really, for example, in the way the machine learning model is initially set up. So, when the inventor has come up with a specific type of model or a specific combination of machine learning models specifically for a given technical use case. That's what I meant when I said that the AI should be adapted to solve the problem. Hope that makes sense. Talk to you soon. Bye bye. Thanks so much for stopping by. If you found this content valuable, here's three more ways to file better digital patents. 1. Book a free virtual coffee meeting with me and ask me anything. Link in the description. 2. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily-ish tips and tricks. And 3. Email this content piece to a colleague and share it on LinkedIn. This way I see it's relevant and can make more.